morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. Good morning, brothers. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. We have got a hot one today, so let's get right at it. Grab your Bibles, grab your devices, and go to Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm in the New American Standard Bible this morning. With your devices going up, look up Ezekiel chapter 37, the New American Standard Bible. We're still in that Ents in the Promise. Let's get on this. Beginning at verse number 1, and it reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinew on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling in the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, sinew were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus said the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he had commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life on their feet, an exceedingly great army." All right, I want to talk about It's in the Promise, Prophesy. It's in the Promise, Prophesy. Listen, brothers, we're going to go through some things in our lives, and days are going to be challenging. We already know that. We understand that. Completely and totally, that challenge is part of what we have to deal with. But God will sometimes pull you out of those places and bring you to a place. He's going to pull you out. We see here in Ezekiel where in the midst of all he was going through, God pulled him out of it and dropped him in the middle of something. And here's the thing, that sometimes God will pull you out of one challenge into another challenge so that he can prove himself who he is. Now in the whole of this, we'll see that God is proving himself who he is when we look at these verses of scripture today. God will bring you out, and then this is what he does. He sets you up. What is he setting you up? He's setting you up in this new place, in this new challenge for victory. He's setting you up for victory. So I want you to know that no matter where you are in life, if you are in the middle of a battle, if you're in the middle of the battle, or if you're on the outside of a battle, or if you're not in a battle, wherever you find yourself, I need you to begin to call yourself victory. You need to know that you win with Jesus Christ. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many oppositions that you have, you win with Jesus Christ. So you understand that here in this scripture, Ezekiel the prophet was brought out and he was placed down into the valley. Now, you might say to yourself that the valley is a dark place. It's another place of challenge. But this is it. You know what? The valleys are at the bottom. Mountains are at the top. So where does the ice is? The ice is at the top of the mountain. It melts and it runs downstream into the valley. And that is where it pools up. And that is where fresh water is. The Bible talks about being beside him in a pasture, in a place where there is pure water and green grass. And in the valley, there's green grass and there's pure water. The valley is a place of life. So you might find it that it may be difficult. It might be challenging. But the Bible reminds us that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why should I not fear evil? Because I am in the presence of the Lord. Because recognize now, you know, that the death will throw a shadow because he is in the way of the sun, but the sun outshines the shadow. I can't get no help here. The sun outshines the shadow. And so you've got to understand today that God is setting you up. He's placed you in a valley. He set you down in a place of life. Although there may be challenges, you will never go without. I hear the Holy Spirit saying today that whatever you need while you're in that place, that God is going to provide. I want us to get this in our spirit, no matter who we are and where we are in life, that God has promised to be the provision for every vision that he sends. Listen, I'm going to say it again. God has promised to be provision for every vision that he sends. So it does not matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter how you're being challenged. God is going to take care of those things for you. Okay? He's got you. All right. So now we find Ezekiel here in this valley, and then God asks him a question, and he says, can these bones live? Now, here is Ezekiel standing in the midst of an army of dead bones, femurs and tibulas and finger bones and toe bones and hip bones, all over the place. And not only bones, I need you to catch this, that when God puts you in a place, he'll put you in a place that when it comes back, you will only be able to say that God did this. You won't be able to attribute the victory to anybody else. So these were not bones that were shortly dried up, but these were dry bones. These were not bones that somebody had died just a couple days ago, but these were dead people with dry bones. And so you need to understand that God is going to do something. He's going to put you in a place that when you come up, and I need you to say that right now, I'm coming up. I need you to come up right now. I need you to understand that God is going to put you in a place that when you do come up, that there is not going to be anybody who you can attribute the victory to but God himself. Because God, I feel this in my spirit. God is a come up God. Yes, he is. God is about to pull you up out of the place where you are because of what you're about to do. Because of what you are about to do, God is going to pull you up out of the place that you are. And so I need you to understand this, that when God asks a question, because what did Ezekiel say here? He says, you know the answer to that. You know if these bones can live. God already knows the answer to the question. Listen to this. He is teaching a lesson in the question. He's teaching a lesson in the question. And what is the lesson? That destiny is tied up in your mouth. He says, listen, if you want this next level of life, if you want this next place in life, it's going to take you to begin to prophesy to your future. It's going to take you to begin to prophesy to your body. It's going to take you to begin to prophesy to your family. It's going to take you to begin to prophesy to your wife. It's going to take you to begin to prophesy prophesy to your children. Listen, you cannot wait for everybody else to speak life over you, but if you feel yourself dying, I feel the Holy Ghost today. If you feel yourself dying, it is time for you to raise up and to begin to speak life into your own life. I can't wait for you. I don't know what you have on your schedule. I might not be able to get in front of the pastor. I might not be able to call the apostle. I might not be able to get an audience with the Pope. I might not be able to wait for somebody to lay their hands on me. But if I feel something going on in my body, if I see something going on in my life, here it is. Destiny is tied up in your mouth. What will you say when things are falling apart around you? What will you say when your health has gone down? What will you say when your money doesn't seem like it's matching up? What will you say when your family is going bonkers and divorce is on the lips of both of you? What will you say? Will you prophesy divorce? Will you prophesy, I hate that person? Wait a minute, Pastor, what are you talking about? Because over in Proverbs, it says death and life lie in the power of your tongue. I need somebody to grab this today. Death and life lie in the power of your tongue. So if every morning you wake up and you say, I hate that lady. Every morning you wake up and you say, I'm going to leave that lady. Every morning you wake up and say, I don't see how it's going to work out. Every morning you wake up and you say, my body is racked with pain and I'm sick and I've got cancer. Hear what I'm saying to you. You've got to begin. I feel the Holy Ghost and I think I'm getting a little loud. You've got to begin to speak life into your own life. You can't wait on me. You can't wait on me. And here's the next thing. As the Lord began to tell Ezekiel, he said to Ezekiel, he says, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, only you know the answer. God knows the answer. He understands the answer, right? And this is it. He says, behold, I will cause breath to enter you. This is what the Lord tells Ezekiel to say. He says, thus the Lord God to these bones, say to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinew on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord your God. All right? Here it is. Here it is. Specific. So the first one here is God will bring you out. He'll set you in a place of life. The second one is he's teaching a lesson in the question. The third one is God speaks when you prophesy. You must prophesy with specifics. He wasn't random and said, just come back to life and any bones come together. He said, when I bring you back, I'm going to make sure that there's sinew, and I'm going to make sure that there's flesh, and I'm going to make sure that there's breath in you. He was specific about what it was had to happen. And when you begin to speak, the destiny that is tied up in your mouth is specific. You can no longer, feel the Holy Ghost. This is a season. This is a time. This is your dispensation where you can no longer be general about the things that you want to see happen in your life. But I hear God saying today that you must turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you must be specific about what it is that you want God to say, what it is that you want God to do. You have the power of the prophet in your mouth. You have the power of the Holy Ghost in your mouth. And so Ezekiel did everything that God said to do. And then they were just laying there, a bunch of dead bodies. What do you do when God has already given you the plan and you did what God told you to do? You did what he said, and it still doesn't look like it's supposed to look. God, I prayed and I prophesied over this family. God, I cried. God, I cried over her body, and she's still not getting any better. My child is sick, and I prophesied and I prayed and I laid hands, and it's still not coming together. My money just doesn't seem to get right. No matter what I do, I give and I spend and I take care of the family, but it's always 5 days short. God, what am I going to do? What do you do when it's all seem like it? It's not working. What are you going to do because it's not working? So verse number 7 says, and I prophesied as I commanded. And then there was a great noise and everything came together. But they were just laying there. Wait and speak again. Verse 9 says this. He says, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. He prophesied and everything came together. And then the next step was prophesy to the breath. Here it is in the promise. When it doesn't work, when it doesn't look like what you believe that it should look like, he says prophesy into it again. And this time he called the breath from the four corners of the wind. He called on, catch this, the Ruach, the breath, Holy Ghost. He called on Holy Ghost to step in and give life to that dead thing. And when he called on the breath of God, hallelujah, I feel like running around this office. And when he called on the breath of life, everything came together. Prophesy, Holy Spirit, over your situation. Holy Ghost, I need you to step in. And I need you to make something happen. Brothers, this morning, if I can't get anything else through to you, if I got too loud and it was too loud for you and you couldn't connect, I need you to hear this today. There is power in your mouth. On last week, we talked about the power of Pentecost. Pentecost is about power, but it's not just about power to dance and run around and speak in tongues, but it's about the power that's in your mouth. Open up your mouth and begin to prophesy over your family, over your finances, over your friendships, over your love life, over everything that concerns you, over your job. Begin to prophesy over those business plans that have been sitting in that file cabinet for so long. Begin to prophesy. See, God didn't put that business plan in you 5 years ago and said, no, it's not going to happen. You just need now, you've written out the business plan. You need to take it out, set it on your desk, and speak breath into that business plan. I promise you, it is coming back together. Prophesy over everything concerning you. Open up your mouth and say something. See, I come from a church where we love to dance, but this is not the time to dance. This is the time to speak. This is the time to say something. You have been made in the image of God. Go back into Genesis, first, second chapter. And when you recognize that he walked out into the expanse, I'm talking about God. He stepped out into the expanse and he saw this ball rolling around and he said, there was nothing there. And he began to speak and he said, there'll be water and there'll be sun and there'll be a moon and there'll be things flying around and things in the water. And when he spoke and he put it all together, and then he dug down into the dirt and he picked up and he formed a man and put him down and he breathed the Ruach into him. And he stepped back and he said, it is good. You have that same creative power in your mouth. And I'm not talking about this spooky manifestation stuff. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost connecting with what comes out of your mouth into what's in the earth realm and making it happen for you. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Prophesy over your life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning and we say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your glory. We honor you today, Father. We magnify you today. We glorify you today. There is nobody like you in the world, God. And we say thank you for that today. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would show us what it is that you want us to prophesy over, just like you brought Ezekiel into that place and then gave him the command, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the men and the people who listen to this message today, God, would begin to prophesy over their lives, God, everywhere and anywhere, God, that they see, God, that you are not in it, God, to prophesy over their communities, God, prophesy over their countries, Father, prophesy over their nationalities and prophesy over their ethnicities, God. God, I prophesy right now safety in the communities, God. I prophesy that gun violence will end, God. I prophesy, God, that drug use will end, Father. I prophesy that people will get off of drugs. I prophesy that the gangbanger would put down his gun, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you today, God, and I magnify your name. You are a great God. There's certainly nobody like you in all of the earth. God, give your glory, God, today so we can see it, God, so that we can experience who you really are. We thank you, Father. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are great and there is nobody like you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted, amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, this is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. If you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, that's the first prophecy you need to speak over your life. Father, I'm a sinner. Thank you for coming into my life today. Today. Forgiving me of my sins. You said in your word, if I call upon your name, I will be saved. You said salvation is nigh to those that call on the name of the Lord. It's near to those. So God, we're calling on you today that you would be the Lord and Savior of those people who don't know you. In the name of Jesus. Listen, if you pray that prayer, you're saved today. That's it. That's it. You don't have to run around. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to do flips. You don't have. You may not even feel special, but let me tell you something. You are special. You might feel a little bit like, where am I? But you are special. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would step into those lives right now that pray that prayer, who ask for forgiveness and ask for new life. I pray you would step into their lives and that you would begin to lead and direct them in all that they do. God, I bless you and I magnify you and I glorify you for what you have done and what you are doing in their lives. All right. Secondly, I want you to take the podcast and share it. Share it with everybody and anybody that you can share it with. I know I got a little high this morning, but you know, that's just how I go. All right, y'all. I'm out of here. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm out of here. Peace.